If you walk through New York today and see all of the places selling pizza, you will probably think that pizza is a quintessential American food. But in fact, American pizza is a relatively new phenomenon. Taste of home. It all began with impoverished Italian migrants who came to America in the 1800s and brought their homemade pizza recipes with them. For years, pizza was something that Italian families ate in their homes. Then, in the early 1900s, pizza restaurants began opening in urban areas on the East Coast, where a lot of Italian immigrants lived. Lombardi's, the first pizzeria in the U.S., opened in New York City in 1905 and is still open today. Pizza for all. It was after World War II that pizza became popular with people of all ethnicities and incomes. American soldiers returning to the U.S. wanted to eat the delicious pizza they'd had in Europe. And so, pizzerias began opening all over the country. The first restaurants were independent, but in the 1950s, chains of pizza restaurants began to emerge. The chain age. Today, the American pizza industry is valued at about $37 billion and is dominated by pizza chains like Pizza Hut, Domino's, and Papa John's. In fact, Domino's Pizza, which opened in Michigan in 1960, is the biggest seller of pizza in the world, with more than 15,000 pizzerias globally.